is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
The news is a prayer we will never learn how to murmur. The fluted hymns of the New York Times or Washington Post, mundane, treacherous with tension. When I read, I always skip to the comments. How much like lightning words can be. Soft, devastating, made for conflict, but never for calm. Our minds slide into war like bones breaking, fresh and quick. The recent hurricane, or shooting quivers in my chest. Every day, fresh news, fed and then forgotten. A hum behind the chaos.
You're listening to an excerpt there from a poem for our modern news landscape called Trolls. It was written by 12-year-old Gayatri Rajan from Mason, Ohio, and read for us there by poet Trace DePass. Every year, the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards chooses standout writing from young people across this country, and this year's is published in the volume Best Teen Writing of 2017, edited by Trace DePass, who was honored for his poetry in the 2015 collection. Trace, it's great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, what's vital in the writing of teenagers in 2017, the people that you're curating? What's going on?
Oh, man. It's so much, and it's all so urgent. It's all in response to our political climate. It's in response to people looking at their own traumas in this time, their own intersections of identity and power itself. Kids are examining their own relationships to it and meditating on it. And it's very evident in this book and in all the writing I was reading throughout 2017.
Now, what you have in this book, it strikes me, though, is a lot of noticing. I mean, that's the poet's job and that's the writer's job, is to notice. When you're in the bath of social media and news and Instagram and Twitter constantly, this is your environment. It's very easy not to notice what's going on. And this book is filled with young people who do notice in a big way.
For sure. There's a short story, a science fiction piece in here that is from the lens of a computer itself.
You're talking about Genesis.
Yes.
I love this story.
It's so amazing. So in Genesis, there is a computer gradually becoming anthropomorphized and more sentient as it goes on. And it begins to even question itself and its own, like, role within reality, which I love. It's just amazing to see kids examining the human condition and being able to project like that onto something else.
Genesis captures that moment of self-awareness that we all expect to be coming from artificial intelligence at some point. I should say, written by Hazel Thomas, 15 years old, from Westfield High School in Williamsport, Ohio. It is a remarkable little story.
Yeah.
Trace, would you read just a little bit from Genesis?
Sure. Its designation is the Interactive Surveillance and Data Processing Intelligence, or ISDPI. But the humans who live in its halls have taken to calling it data. A few jokingly referred to it as hail. In the perceived privacy of common rooms and break areas. But it does not really understand the comparison and does not respond to it. Data is close enough, considering humans seem to thrive off of inaccuracies.
I love the reference to Hal right in the opening flourish of this story. It speaks to a lot of us sci-fi fans. Did that one get by you? Do you know what the Hal reference is?
I don't quite know what the Hal reference is, actually.
And I kind of love that you don't. It sort of speaks to the mind of a young writer. This is a reference to 2001 Space Odyssey, about a computer that becomes self-aware with tragic and existential consequences.
Wow. Amazing. This is a very, very beautiful piece of work.
Trace, you're a poet.
Yes.
Yourself. I mean, you've been down this road. You're still on it, but you were one of these scholastic poets yourself before you became editor.
Yeah,
right? Do you want to read a little bit of your own work for us?
Sure. And I'll give a little bit of a backstory before that. So my friend has this dog sitting company, and she was raising this pit bull, helping it, taking care of it. And I realized that it literally would not jump or bark. So imagine this large pit bull hesitant and walking down the steps, you know, gradually testing the ground as if it was like water. And I was wondering what it took to get a dog like that, to behave like that. And I imagined its neglect. I imagine our neglect we face as young people of color by various institutions. I imagine how dogs are viewed as property in the same light that black people were once viewed as property in this United States. And I came up with this poem called Lament of the Slave Who Does Not Jump. Dogs from the dark don't carry a name like appendages for our extensions of self. And I could not tell you exactly how dark, because how do us dogs put this dark into our mouth and hand it to you without a language as stained as English? Falling or about to each time I would blink, I only know that no one would hear me. It was so black in our basement that when I fall, I didn't know for how long. I just know a good boy has feelings, that I slept on splinters, climbed up what I assumed was a mountain terrace that would lead me to me outside of a body in the dark, but I woke with a fresh new gash in me each morning. The wood, if not blood itself, reminds me us dogs got certain questions for the self.
It's an unbelievable piece of writing.
Thank you so
and
much.
Of recitation, I want to say, because the spoken word is a big part of this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we talked at the top, Trace, about how writers and poets notice, how that's their job is to notice and to render. You've done it there. But noticing the similarities between a neglected dog that you know and the black experience in America is something that's a little hard to take.
Yeah. And this is a poem that is also in my book that I wanted to let speak for itself. A lot of my poems are laments. They are coming from my own experience as someone who was neglected when I was younger, someone who was casted into like a system, whose mother was casted into a system of foster care and group homes. There are so many parallels, I feel, to the way we own animals and our relationship to dogs, the way we give them English, the way, you know, the way we tamper and train something to function within society.
Well, Trace, you've done a remarkable job editing this book this year. Just 20 years old.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
I have my own debut book of poems coming out in spring 2018 entitled Self-Portrait as the Space Between Us. I am in a short film with three other poets. It's entitled Word, Collected Poetry, coming out sometime soon. I don't have an exact date yet. I facilitate workshops, do Urban Word NYC. I play the drums on the weekends for an African dance class.
Well, will you come back when your poetry comes out and when the movie comes out? Because I think we want to stick with you.
I would love that.
The Best Teen Writing of 2017 is out from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. Some of the best poems and essays from high schoolers across this country. And Trace DePass, a former winner, is now the editor. Trace, it's been great to have you.
Thank you so much.